So this was one of my, probably my favorite experience the whole time. We went up there, we looked at the sun with an amateur telescope, and it was just one of the, to see our own sun in such intimate detail, very, such a unique experience.
Bueno, antes hemos visto cómo estamos presentando tanto la noche que estuvo viendo las estrellas, como cómo ha estado en el Gran Telescopio de Canarias, que explica toda la parte del mantenimiento, de la sala de sistemas de control y tal. Y ahora lo que dices es que esta probablemente sea la experiencia que más le ha gustado, porque ha podido ver el sol de una forma íntima, cercana, como casi nadie lo.
I was asked when we went to the news, you know, why the sun, what's your interest in the sun? And I think the answer is, you know, people look for a God and want a God or the reason we exist and everything like that. But you can look at the sun, that is scientifically the reason you're here. It's the reason that energy, there's the reason that you can have life on this planet. And so I think it is so important that we appreciate it more, and you know, and we do have that way to look at it in really close detail.
Dice que al principio la gente le ha preguntado, hemos preguntado que por qué ha elegido el sol de todas las posibilidades que tenía para inspirarse, y dice que para ella el sol es que es algo muy especial, porque es algo que tenemos ahí, que nunca le damos un valor especial, y que precisamente gracias al sol es por lo que es lo que nos da la vida, ¿no? Entonces es como que hay una razón científica para todo esto, para estar aquí, y que por eso ella se ha inspirado en el sol.
So this is just some footage from the Dutch Open Telescope, which is up at the observatory. It's a sunspot, so they have such clear detail with their footage.
Bueno, está enseñándonos unas imágenes capturadas por el telescopio holandés, en el que estamos viendo el sol, pero sin sun here.
Yeah.
And what can we see here?
This is the, one of the sunspots.
Son los manchas solares.
Okay, this video doesn't work, so just move on. So the project Solar Sol, so what I am going to do for the next few months, and what we've kind of started, not that you can really see, but using this footage, this will be running as the data behind the visualizations. So this actual real activity is what is going to be transformed into something which is visual and more, I suppose, abstract and more on an emotional level.
Ahora va a hablar de lo que es su proyecto en los próximos meses. Lo que va a hacer es plasmar, vamos a poner la imagen del sol con las manchas solares, y lo que va a hacer es capturar toda esa información, todos esos datos, los va a transformar en algo visualmente y emocionalmente más abstracto, lo que llegue más a la gente, que se va a proyectar sobre su obra.
So just as a quick overview of what generative data visualization, which is an element I'll be using, it's a way in which you can use programming, so technology, to take data and then convert it into something which is instead, you know, something visual, so completely different to what it initially started as, by creating something that is abstract and it makes people think more, and once you have that, then intriguing, and that's when we try and get them to learn about themselves and want to be interested in the science behind it.
Lo que va a utilizar precisamente para proyectar esas imágenes es la técnica de visualización de datos generativos, que es la forma de capturar todos esos datos y transformarlos en algo que se proyecta, y ese algo lo que ella quiere es que sea tan atractivo para el que lo ve que le haga precisamente preguntarse por qué se ve eso, y incluso llegar a investigar en la parte científica que hay detrás.
So this form can be used not only as real world sculpture, which is what we will be using. So the possibilities really are endless, and we're in a very exciting time that artists and engineers and designers are trying to push that and see as far as we can go with technology.
Entonces, toda parte de visualización de datos es una de las partes de la obra, porque otra parte es precisamente una escultura. Esa escultura va a requerir de conocimiento científico, tecnológico, junto con la artista, para poder plasmar algo que incluso nos haga innovar, nos lleve más allá.
So in conclusion, an experience that has been created like this by Technare, it is so important for the future of where we're going in terms of, I suppose, many different fields. We want to try, and this is the information age, and we want to make that information as accessible to everybody as possible. If that is by initially intriguing them with emotion, that's okay if it then builds further to get people to want to learn themselves, involve themselves in science and technology, in art, in whatever field it may be, and understanding that they are all merged together and that we can explore with that.
Ha comentado que esto es un trabajo importante porque viene a unir las tres disciplinas, y que como resultado el objetivo es, como ya comentaba antes, que la gente que está frente a la obra se pregunte, se cuestione, esté intrigada, y todo esto pueda acercar el mundo de la ciencia y la tecnología